let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Igbo Mediators of Yahweh, Culture of Life, is a look, a book that talks about the history, culture, and life of the first peoples that helped bring about cultural and technological development. The author is Prince Philip, Dr. Jamanzi, M.D., a professor of medicine, a renowned neuroscientist, and an ancient history enthusiast. His thirst for knowledge has prompted him to further his education from medical school in Russia, postgraduate in University of Munich, University of London, Guy's Hospital, and Bowman Gray School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He went on to be selected by NASA to study the brain in science, wherein he developed areas of cognitive neuroscience and neurocardiology. He decoded the readings of ancient Igbo pictographic language and the Egyptian hieroglyphics in his book, Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life. He is royalty, being a prince in the Njamanzi royal dynasty of Owerri Ancient Kingdom. Dr. Philip Chidi Jamanzi, author of Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life, coming to us by Skype from Nigeria, our guest on today's program. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is going to be a fascinating conversation, and I can't wait to begin here. And let's start with the inspiration for the book. Where did this concept, this idea for you to write this book come from?
Well, that's really very fascinating to look back and see where am I from? What's the history of the ancient Igbo land? And the questions, I couldn't find answers to this just by simply looking at the history books. And most of the information in present history books did not coincide with what I knew as a scientist. As a scientist, I know for sure that Igbo people have the L1 gene. And this L1 gene is the first of humanity. The LO gene is called in science the Eve gene. So that means the first woman on Earth was LO, Eve. And then the first people that descended from the wife of Shem in the post-diluvian, post-Noah's Ark era was L1. So that L1 gene was designated as such to denote that. So it kind of rhymes with some of the story in the Bible. But scientifically, it is proven that this L1 gene is the gene of the Igbo people, which is this area of southeastern Nigeria at the West African coast. So we know that the first people on Earth who date back 150,000 to 240,000 years, we are Igbo. So all the ancient history, we are all Igbo. So the language was Igbo. So this language you see as hieroglyphics, the whole 360 pharaohs of Egypt, the whole ancient civilization was in Igbo language because that dates back to the time the Igbo civilization was on Earth. So when I looked at the scientific information and found out that this does not correlate with what we know today as being said to be the history, I now have to begin a 20-year research into the history that coincides with the science we know for sure. And the outcome is what I have put in this book.
I was going to ask about the research, 20 years of meticulous research, and that's what you do, and this is why this study is so credible. And you lay out, don't you, that genetic proof of Igbo were the first people on Earth that actually created the human civilization. I mean, you've got the genetic proof that you show us in the book.
Yes, and actually, the credit for the genetic work it's not really to me because this was already known and established. However, it was not widely publicized.
Yes.
In the time that people on the street will know that. But what I did was to use that information and as a guiding principle to now decode the hieroglyphics. So if you read my book, you will find out how all the pictures you see of ancient Egypt and all the writings, they're just in Igbo language. And it's pretty easy to read. And you can see the whole wealth of information. So having used that as a guide, it was very, very helpful for me to decode the history and the language and actually the entire civilization of ancient Egypt up to ancient Israel.
The book is very easy to read, and once you get started, you're going to be captivated and not want to put the book down and read and learn more. The book is Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life. The author, our guest on the program, is Prince Dr. Philip J. Amanzi, and if you're going to Google that, it's N-J-E-M-A-N-Z-E. The book's available at Book Venture. You'll find it at the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will link you on directly to the website so you get the information on the book. Doctor, at this point in our civilization, in the time that we're in, why is this important for you to write this book and for us to read this? And it's important to the entire world, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because we are now in our civilization at the crossroads. We are asking very, very, very pertinent questions. What is the best course of human development? What is the best course for our civilization? Where do we take our civilization from here, both from the social construct as well as the scientific? What is next for humanity to do? So these basic questions, we can only find answers when we know how the great civilizations of the past existed and what brought to their downfall. And it's very important for our American listeners to know that America has a great Igbo civilization, was a great Igbo empire at one time. The name America actually is in Igbo language. Nde Emerikota, people, the united people. Just like you say, United States, that's what it means in Igbo, the united people. So it is important for us to look way back and see what our past used to be and what were those mistakes of the past, so we can take correction in the present. One of the most important aspects is the culture of life. I was so pleased to watch President the President and the pro-life march, what the march on February 24th. It's quite impressive, the March for Life. This is actually the underpinning of ancient civilization, that most what is remarkable about the Igbo as the chosen people of God, as it's called in the Bible, is that they embraced a culture of life. And it's so important in today's American history and contemporary discussions about the culture, which culture sustains and which culture to follow. The culture of life is the very basis that makes any civilization to be sustained. So we take these cues by looking into the past. And that is why the book title is Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life. So it is a propagation of this culture of life of the past that helped propel a people, very simple people, to a great civilization that brought human civilization into being. So, and this is why I was so much inspired to write this book, so that I can provide a little bit of cue to the language means to study these ancient civilizations. In these ancient civilizations is locked up the entire discoveries of science of the past. Maybe we can find a cure of cancer when we look at the hieroglyphics. Maybe we can find new technologies, how they built 25-story building pyramids with large stones. glued together with just a glue, and they have been standing 3,500 years. Maybe we can find the answer to climate change and all the remedies we have to take to sustain our culture. Maybe we can find new technology. So what this book is just a window peeping into the past in order to protect us into the future.
The book is Igbo Mediators of Yahweh, Culture of Life. You will find it at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Other places, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to get information. The author is Dr. Philip J. Amanzi. He's our guest on today's program. Let's talk about, in the first part of the book, you discuss profile culture of the Igbo as sort of the foundation of their progress, their departure from it as the reason for their failure. Could you explain that? That's fascinating.
Yes. I mean, the culture of life of the Igbo is the very basis. In fact, the name Igbo, mediators, that's what it means. Igbo is someone who mediates. Someone who mediates as a people between God and humanity. They were first called Israeli, which is called Israel. Israeli, those who answered the Most High. And in the process of their descent to Canaan, or Cana, the allotment of the father, he now called them the mediators. But they were given an injunction to always, always respect life. And that is the part we explore in the first part of the book. We talk about the real facts of the matter and the real facts about the truth about contraception, the truth about abortion, and we talk about that the health implications of contraception, the moral and health implications of abortion, because even when abortion and contraception will kill the unborn almost immediately, they kill the mother very slowly. So it could not be a way to free women if actually abortion kills women. So we talk about the fact that how abortion and contraception kill societies. And we show graphically that if you look at all societies and imagine both Western and Eastern Europe, for example, the Eastern European countries have high abortion rates and very low GDP compared to the Western societies. We have no abortion rates, with very high GDP. And if you take even the Gulf states, where abortion is really to a very low level, they have very, very high GDP. So what that practically means is that the more abortions, the more poverty for anybody, any society. So in talking about the pro-life culture is not just the preservation of the life of the unborn. It is the preservation of the life of the society. It's maintenance and promotion of prosperity of humanity. It means progress. So we should be encouraging progress in society, encouraging a pro-life culture, and that's the only way to attain self-sustenance and development.
The time is going by so quickly. So many interesting aspects of this book, Igbo Mediators of Yahweh, Culture of Life. You say the Igbo are the real biblical Israelite. Can you explain that?
Yes, actually, the people you call Israel date back way back. The history of the Caucasian started about 6,000 to 7,000 years ago as a society of people. So it is not possible that the people of the present-day Israel are the original ancient Israel. So it's not possible genetically and by factual record. But the issue is that the present Igbo people, they are actually the people of ancient Israel. Now, there is a connection between the present history of Israel and the Igbo people, and that dates way back to the time of the Kagan Empire in the present-day Georgia. But the history of the Igbo as Israel And Jerusalem, as this place we call Oweri today, it's the town where I'm speaking from now, is actually ancient Jerusalem. We know where the four walls of Jerusalem are. We even call them by their name. The Eastern Wall, the Western Wall, the Northern Wall, and the Southern Wall. All these areas we know for sure. We know where the ancient Temple of Solomon is. We know where the Sea of Galilee is. We know almost every holy site that exists in Oweri. It is all documented in this book. And we have actually, in the fifth volume of this book, which will soon be in the shelf, we have also documented the Exodus coming from Egypt down to Nigeria. Every stop of the Exodus, we documented it. We show you the writings. We show you the burial place of Moses. We show you the writing of Moses. We show you the conflicts that happened at each location. And all these sites are known. Some of them are known to people. And you can visit the sites and see for yourself the facts. We have documented almost all the stories by their present day names as they are called. They are still, so nobody invented the names. These are the local names they are called. These were the names they were called during the time of Christ. So ancient Israel is dated back to the time of King David. Actually, the royal family of Njemanze, which I am from, is actually a direct lineage from David. That a man who is fair in complexion, that's what he means. And his son, Solomon, is Amana, the head that thinks wisely for the land. And we have been able to trace the chronology of power to the present day. So we know exactly what the issue is and how these historic sites, where they exist and where they are. So the fact that that we know these things is something.
Yes. And you show that. In the book, the ancient city of Jerusalem in Nigeria, you've got the archaeological landmarks there that you identify, and you support this in the book. You talk about the discovery of the holy sites to Christians and Muslims in Nigeria. What's the present state, and how has the book made any impact? Has it made any impact in that regard?
Well, yes, indeed. There was quite a lot of interest. And looking at this and comparing it with what the original as part of the history. So it is quite an opinion, which many people still hold, that probably these new findings have to really be verified. So that's probably where we are so far. And people are looking at this with a lot of interest.
You know, as people are reading this and thinking about it and listening to our conversation today, if Jesus Christ and the prophets were Igbo, what happens with our present understanding of the Christian faith?
Yeah, the Christian faith still remains unaltered, quite right. The characters are correct. That is, Christ was there. Jesus though the names might change because it's actually not Jesus, it's Yasiosa, God from the masses in Igbo, quite all right. And we know the details of the characters, all the prophets, we know them. But what actually happened was that there are new locations, new places and meanings assigned to these things the way we used to know them. So that's basically what the new findings show, that the recent things that have been assigned to them probably are not the correct meaning, but we have to go back to their original meaning, and we can offer that in Igbo language.
This is an eye-opening book. With us on the program is Prince Dr. Philip J. Amanzi, MD, a professor of medicine. The book is Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life. A couple minutes left in the program. This, I understand, is a series. What comes next for you and for the series?
Yes, actually, what we intend to launch now is the book on the Exodus, the full story of the Exodus. We are looking forward to exposing every part of the Bible that talks on the Exodus, where these things really happen. There are writings to confirm this. There are historic sites to confirm this. And it goes way from Egypt. We have traced every stop of that down to the northern part of Chad, to Niger Republic, and to get to Nigeria through the Cameroon into Nigeria and every of the stop in Nigeria. So we have traced all the pathway, and we are looking forward to create maybe an investment forum, of course, and we're looking forward to creating a whole movie to show this path.
Oh, yes.
And then to show how this happened in real life, so people will know the factual things that happened. And of course it's going to form a whole new avenue of tourism for people to know exactly where this thing happened, contrary to what has been said. And really today there is no place to really show the Exodus, the root of the Exodus, and actually what happened. There is no place to show that. But we have the facts now to show that. And that's what this book chronicles, everything about it.
Well, it does, and facts, that's a very important word. You are a medical doctor. You deal in science. You deal in facts. You've spent 20 years of your life doing the research and putting this together to make sure that the dots connected, and you've done that in your book. How satisfying and possibly exhilarating has this been for you in putting this book together, doing the documentation that you've done, and then getting it out into the hands of the public and for all of us to read and consume? How satisfying has this been for you, this project?
This has been very elating, I would say. When I think about how this all came together, it's very difficult to comprehend how all that happened. I am so grateful and for all the help and all the people who have been very helpful to make this happen. And I look forward to see the young people learn anew and take new cues. And actually, for the first time in human history, really see this thing and know the truth of the Bible. It's not just a storybook of something somebody put together, but that it's real story of what really happened. And we can explain what these things mean, what the names mean, show you the names and origin of the prophets, what they said, and the followers who still exist to this day. So it's really going to be very fascinating to watch also. That's going to be another experience to watch for the reaction of people.
And another program, I hope, at some point, because this is just a remarkable job that you have done. Our guest on the program, Prince Dr. Philip J. Amanzi. And if you're Googling that, that's NJEMANZE, professor of medicine, MD. You've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. The book is available at bookventure.com. That will be the link in the bookstore. That'll be the link we have on our website. Available in other outlets as well. Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life is the name of the book. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. A fascinating conversation. What a delight to have you on the program, coming to us from Nigeria, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. The book is Igbo Mediators of Yahweh Culture of Life. The author is Prince Dr. Philip J. Amanzi. The book is available at Book Venture. We'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.